From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.
Well, welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks for joining me today, friends. It is Tuesday, October 15th. I'm outside of the Mercy One studio today in Green Bay, Wisconsin here. More on that a little bit later. Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life, coming up here very soon. Going to be talking about just plain and simple, what is holiness? What do we mean when we talk about holiness? We throw that word around a lot, but what does it really mean? Adam's story coming up here in just a few minutes. Gene Wells, host of Straight Talk, going to preview her 9 o'clock show today. At 7:45, Sonia Corbett's going to be on. She's been on a long time ago, but she is back. She's one of the keynote speakers at the Iowa Catholic Women's Conference that's going to be taking place. We'll give you all the details on that, but it's going to be very exciting, as I know many hundreds of you are getting your tickets. Saturday, November 2nd, mark it on the calendar. We'll have more information on that coming up in just a few minutes, but we're going to feature her. She calls herself an evangelista, and she's going to be talking about, her book, but also sacred scripture and what role that plays into the life of women today. Also on the show, I was able to visit yesterday a very important shrine in the church. In fact, it is the only national shrine, the only shrine, period, in the United States of America that has a decree approving the apparitions of Our Lady 150 years ago to a woman there. I'll have some of that information for you. But yes, it's the only, basically, the way we would say it, is the only Marian-approved apparition in the United States, is actually just outside Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Champion, Wisconsin. I was able to visit this small little shrine yesterday and have a few things to say about that as well. Also, the Holy Father, he has canonized 55 saints. Five were just canonized, of course, with Cardinal John Henry Newman the other day in Rome, but 55, and we're going to go through a few of those saints that the Holy Father has given us today. I'm thinking we're going to have a little time for this. If not, I'll squeeze it in the best that I can. And what they have to teach us, what the Holy Father's trying to communicate to us, I think, with these saints that the Church has selected. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa, and we will have your saint of the day coming up in your second half hour as well. Again, Tuesday, October 15th, let's get after it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today, so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Tuesday to you. Everything going well in Green Bay after that exciting win for the Packers last night that involved one of your Iowa State guys. So, lots of happiness around Central Iowa.
I was there. I was at the game. My brother's father, follow me here, my brother's father and my brother's brother-in-law got me a ticket last night to the game as I flew into Green Bay.
So you know what I'm talking about with Alan Lazard scoring his first NFL touchdown and being that Iowa State grad.
Listen,
that he is,
you know me.
Nice job.
I am not a Packer fan. I am not a Lions fan.
I know you're not.
I am a Vikings fan.
I know you're
this
not.
Is that's who I am. So I went in there, you know, kind of stone-faced, but you can't help but be moved. I mean, Packer Nation is something special. It's insane. And before, during, and after the game, but I said this to the guy sitting next to me. I said, Alan Lazard, Iowa State guy. I'm cheering for him. So I said, if he gets a catch here for a touchdown, I'm going to cheer. And I kid you not, the next play, they throw to Alan Lazard for the touchdown. So I had to stand up and cheer. So if any cameras got me, I'm still not leaving my Vikings, just so you know. But yeah, it's very exciting for Urbandale's Alan Lazard.
That is correct. And no wonder your voice sounds like it's been shouting a lot last night. Boy, you are
Well,
a
I didn't shout.
Fan.
I didn't do anything.
Well, it sounds like
just
it.
One time.
Maybe you're just battling a cold.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I am a little bit.
Yeah. So please tell me that you didn't have your Vikings paraphernalia on, you know, that gold tie and all that purple stuff. You didn't wear that because you wanted to leave there. Yeah. Without security. I know you wanted to leave there.
Exactly. I have three children now, Mark. I gotta go home to them.
I understand. Yeah. You got to pace yourself with your, with the pride that you wear. It's the I could just see you last night, stone faced, huh? I got a picture of you stone faced to me as wearing an Iowa T-shirt. That was a pretty good stone faced picture of you.
Yes, you
Glad
did.
I was able to
yes,
share
you
that
did.
Again. Yeah.
I
still have that.
Appreciate
in my
that. I lost
Bring that
a
out
bet
every so
to
often.
Mark a while ago, and he made me wear a sweatshirt, a Hawkeye sweatshirt, to me and sons. That picture will be no more.
He made me. No, that was the result of the bet that you
that's true.
Once again didn't predict very well. Yeah, that all goes back to you, sir. All right. Well,
I
let's get
done
right
it
to
since,
it.
Have I?
Well, I can't talk you into it, but I will. We'll make amends.
We'll see.
You know, my picture's getting outdated, John. I think you had a mustache back then. I think you shaved it off or something. But we'll get an updated picture sooner or later. All right, from the WHO TV Channel 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines, a mostly clear sky, 50 degrees with a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. And yeah, that sunrise is a little bit later now, 7:26 this morning when the sun rises. So be mindful of that and make sure you take care of that sun glare, because today it'll be partly sunny and windy here in central Iowa. High of 56 degrees with northwest winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour, so it'll make it feel a little bit cooler. Tonight, mostly cloudy, overnight low of 40 degrees. Winds will continue out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour overnight. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry for your Wednesday, high of 52 degrees. The rest of the week, not looking too bad. They take the rain out of the forecast on Friday. So Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s with no rain. Next chance of rain will be on Saturday morning here in central Iowa. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, the Iowa governor's budget director is urging caution as state tax revenue growth is expected to be much lower this budget year than the previous one. The Iowa Department of Management director Dave Roederer says he doesn't think a recession is near, but he has concerns. Roederer cites the combination of recent tax law changes at the state and federal level, lower than expected wage growth, and unfinished trade agreements. State Revenue Estimating Conference predicts state tax collections will grow just 1.4% this year. The group meets in December to set the estimate for next year's state tax collections that will be used by lawmakers to draft next year's state budget. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. In the game we were talking about last night, NFL Monday Night Football, the end of week 6 in the NFL, and the Green Bay Packers rallied and came from behind to defeat the Detroit Lions 23-22 at Lambeau Field last night in Green Bay. The Packers now 5-1 on the season, and Detroit falls to 2 wins, 2 losses, and 1 tie on the season. Last night, Major League Baseball divisional playoffs continue in the National League, and the Washington Nationals now with a 3-0 lead over the St. Louis Cardinals. Last night in Washington, D.C., the Nationals defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 8-1. Game 4 is tonight in Washington, and first pitch 7 o'clock will be televised on TBS. Today, it's Game 3 of the American League Division Series as the Houston Astros are at the New York Yankees. First pitch 3 o'clock this afternoon will be televised on Fox Sports 1. That series now tied at 1 game each. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has a pair of senior night recognitions for girls swimming and for girls volleyball tonight. In girls swimming, number 1 Ames comes to town, takes on number 2 Dowling Catholic. That'll be at 5:30 at the Mark Crouch Pool at Dowling High School. And, of course, it is senior night. And girls volleyball, Ames is at Dowling. 7th-ranked Maroons are 25-10 on the season. And that match gets underway at 7:30 at the Dowling Gym, also senior night. And senior night this Friday night is week 8 of the high school football season. We'll be broadcasting from Valley Stadium, the final home game for Dowling during the regular season, as Hoover takes on Dowling. We'll be on the air at 6:30 Friday night with the call here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 7 o'clock kickoff, and we'll be recognizing the 34 seniors on the Dowling football team at that time. So tune in Friday night here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines, mostly clear skies and 50 degrees with a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. Today it'll be partly sunny, windy with a high of 56 degrees, northwest winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports. On your Tuesday morning, John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olsen, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Not a bad start. Not a bad start to the morning. We're running about 7 minutes from the west mixer to downtown on 235. 7 minutes as well from the east mixer to downtown on 235. There is an accident to pass along. It's 100th Street at Northwest 62nd Avenue. So you want to use caution there in Grimes. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, John.
All right, let's talk about holiness today. We throw that word around a lot. You know, I mean, we oftentimes say, well, we want to be holy, or we want to, you know, that person was holy. What does it mean? What do we mean when we say the word holiness?
Yeah, well, and, you know, the holiness, and it's so important today because we got to realize we're all called to holiness. There's the universal call to holiness. And holiness, what it is, you know, we can talk about it's to be set apart, it's to be sanctified. I think maybe the most helpful image is it's to be transformed. And, you know, I think about holiness, I think about John and or Jesus in the Gospels talking about how his disciples are their light and their salt. You know, they salt, it gives flavor to food. It enhances the flavor of food. It draws out the flavor of that food. And light, it illuminates things. It brightens things. It helps us see things as they are. And, you know, a lot of times when people hear holiness, they think, you know, well, that's something that, you know, it's gonna take away my freedom, or it's going to take away my life. But really what it is it's transforming, and it's drawing out the goodness, drawing out our personality, drawing out our individuality, whatever way it is, but so that it might be sanctified, so that it might more fully give God glory. So really,
yeah,
at the
like
heart
how
of it,
you say that,
the
though,
transformation.
It's drawing out. Yeah, it's not where I change. It's where I become more like myself.
Yeah, it's becoming most fully who God has made us to be,
right.
And in such a way that, yeah, just as you say, you become more of who you are, not less of who you are.
Mm-hmm. The Pope has given us 55 saints since he has taken over. That's a lot of saints. Now, John Paul II, of course, gave us, you know, more saints than five centuries of his predecessors combined. So John Paul II was a saint-making machine over there in Rome. It was incredible. But, you know, 55 saints is a lot. And, in fact, five new ones that we just talked about. Importance, or give us the importance or the reason why we study these men and women.
Well, you know, how do we learn what it looks like to really follow Christ? How do we learn what the life of discipleship is supposed to be? Well, you know, more than any academic text or more than, you know, any treatise on the topic, we need to see living examples. And the saints are the lives that show us this is what a life conformed to Christ looks like. And it's beautiful, and it's radical, and it's miraculous. You know, it's different. And when we see that, it can give us kind of an inspiration, a roadmap for how we reach there. And also remember the saints, they help us to do that. They intercede for us. They are active in our lives because they're more alive now in heaven than they were in this world.
Yeah, this show is not for entertainment purposes. This show is for conversion purposes, for me and all the listeners, every one of us on a daily basis. I've said that before, and I'll say it again. And you kind of just mirrored that in a beautiful way when you said, you know, the saints, it's not just to read about their lives or to study their lives, it's to imitate their lives, because that's what holiness is. So here's my question for you today before we go. To the mom or dad that's dropping their kids off at school, to the person that's just getting out of bed right now at their alarm for this show, or, you know, to the person that maybe is coming home after a long night's work, how can we be holy today?
Well, you know, I think the first thing we have to do is ask for the grace. Say, Lord, this isn't my work. This is your work. Make me into a saint. And if you really desire that, if you really ask the Lord for that grace, and if that desire is on your heart, you can trust and you can be confident that he is doing that work in your life.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, we try to overcomplicate it, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We make it more complex than it is. Ask for that grace and trust that you'll receive it.
Begin there. Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life. Anything coming up we need to know about in the office?
You know, the beginning of November, November 4th, we have another Catholic Divorce Survival Guide group kicking off at Holy Trinity. It's 12 Mondays in a row from 6 to 8 p.m., and it's for anybody who's gone through a divorce. It's a really beautiful healing process, and so I definitely encourage that.
Very cool. Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life. Talk to you soon, brother.
Hey, thanks, John. Have a great morning.
All right. You as well. Coming up, friends, right after the break, we're going to talk about some more of these saints that Pope Francis has given us here with our theme of holiness this morning. Also, Cardinal John Henry Newman. And a big shout out to one of our Iowa Catholic Radio personalities and radio hosts who was over there for the whole thing. We'll give you the update on Dr. Bud Marr as well. In fact, we're going to get him on the show coming up to be able to talk about his experience there. It sounds like, and it looks like, from what I've seen, it was something else. Also on the show today, I'm going to share with you right after the break my visit to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help yesterday. All right, don't go anywhere. John Linetti in the morning here on this Tuesday, October 15th, live from Green Bay, Wisconsin. And a big thank you to R&R Realty Group for underwriting the show, rrrealty.com. They've been with me now for a long time. They quickly became one of the largest real estate development and property management firms in Iowa. They've sat at the table with us at our board with Brett Bosworth. And I'll tell you, I don't know if we'd be here today without the helps of R&R Realty and the great men and women that have helped us through the years in different businesses all throughout Central Iowa. R&R Realty, you are there with them. Thank you for underwriting the show. rrrealty.com. Father Andrew's a little bit later. We'll go to our regular break right now. How about it?
National for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hey friends, John Linetti here, and I want to thank Plaza Dental Group for underwriting my show. Plaza Dental Group makes their patients feel comfortable and right at home, like one of the family. Catholic-owned, they offer cosmetic dentistry and implants, six-month smiles, and Invisalign, an alternative to traditional braces, along with mercury-free dentistry. Plaza Dental Group, comfortable dentistry. 515-344-3523. Online at dmsmiles.com.
Positive, encouraging, inspiring music to get you through your day. Available on the Iowa Catholic Radio app and iowacatholicradio.com. Underwritten by R&R Realty Group, showing Jesus Christ at work.
My God's not dead, he's surely alive. Oh God, you're my deliverer.
You know, one of the things that you may not know about our underwriters here at Iowa Catholic Radio Well, hopefully you know by now, but many of them doing phenomenal work. We try to highlight them as much as they give us and help us in the means of keeping Iowa Catholic Radio alive. And one of those organizations is Blessman International. Blessman International every week provides 12,000 meals to impoverished children in South Africa. They also are helping to be able to create basic water sanitation services there in South Africa so these families can just have clean water. Chicken farms, fish farms, and vegetable farming initiatives as well, providing sustainable sources of food for the children and families that they have. Thank you for underwriting this show, Blessman International, and all the work you continue to do, blessmaninternational.org. We got a good saint of the day today as well, friends. My wife's patron saint. Looking forward to talking about her coming up in the second half hour. I am live from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Yes, in addition to going to the game last night, which was a lot of fun, I was able to visit a very holy place, and I'm not talking about Lambeau. I'm talking about the National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help there in Champion, Wisconsin. Now, if you've never been, you say, well, what in the world makes this thing a national shrine, or why is it so important? Let me tell you, it is the first and only Marian-approved apparition in the country. Not the state of Wisconsin, not the Midwest, the country. And we have the decree, of course, approving the apparitions from the bishop that made this the official place, which means he says it is worthy of veneration, worthy of devotion, meaning she appeared there. And the church's approval, which has to have the approval of the local ordinary, the local bishop, is now official. And it's incredible. 150 years ago, this is the spot that Our Lady appeared to a young woman and instructed her to teach the children in the faith. She was a religious sister, and she began the work there, inspired by the efforts of the generations of the faithful Christians. The Blessed Mother just was simple with her. She said to her, appearing to her three times, on the third time, not saying anything, the third time, the sister asked, "What more can I do, dear lady?" Mary's direction was simple. Mary said to her, "Gather the children in this wild country and teach them what they should know for salvation." Sister Adele asked, "But how shall I teach them who know so little myself?" Mary replied, "Teach them their catechism, how to sign themselves with the cross, and how to approach the sacraments. That is what I wish you to do. Go and fear nothing. I will help you." This religious sister devoted the rest of her life to spreading Mary's good news, then the gospel of salvation through Jesus Christ. Her commitment continued to be so inspiring that thousands upon thousands of visitors each year now journey to this shrine. Friends, I can't tell you enough, if you're in the area ever in Wisconsin, Green Bay area, or you want to take a little pilgrimage up here, I think it's worth it. I was able to go to confession yesterday. They have a long confession lines every day from 10 to 2, so 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and you're just able to pray. You know, one of the things that really struck me about this, too, is it's not, you know, you go to Fatima, you go to Lourdes, which I've never been, but you see pictures and you've got all this grand, you know, architecture and, you know, what's been built around it, these incredible cathedrals and basilicas and just the beauty of all of it there. And, you know, with good reason, of course, they're some of the more popular shrines in the world. But here, you don't find that. In fact, the chapel isn't that large at all. Now, they're building around it a little bit, but what they're doing is building different conference centers because so many people are coming. They're starting to hold some retreats and speakers that are coming up here as well. I've been approached actually to do one of those. So you see, you know, people flooding in. What are they doing? They're walking the grounds. They're inside just this little chapel, and they're praying. And you can't help but sense Our Lady's presence there. I said this yesterday, you know, right when I got on the ground there. It was just kind of an overwhelming sense of peace. Where the Mother of God is her son, and her son is the Prince of Peace. You just get this overwhelming sense of peace. And so I prayed. I sat there. I prayed the Divine Mercy Chaplet. They have some candles that you can light in front of some of the statues of St. John Vianney or St. Faustina. It seemed to me they have kind of developed this into a refuge of God's mercy, which I thought was really interesting. You kind of see that throughout, so that with a heavy emphasis on making a confession when you're there, which is why they offer them for 4 hours a day. which I thought was just mind-blowing. The shrine itself is open 365 days a year from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So it actually never closes except at night, 365 days a year. But it's a great place to pray. Also, friends, for healing. And this is what I was going to end with on this, because there are many reported healings that have taken place here at this National Shrine. And maybe you're someone right now, and I speak to a lot of you, and everyone's in a different spot, but maybe you're someone right now that's desperate for some kind of healing. If you are one of those people, I want you to think about making a little trip up here. I'll give you an example of some of the healings, and they're all recorded. 2013, right there at the shrine, a family from Kansas City, Missouri, becomes worried when their 18-month-old daughter's feeding tube suddenly slipped out. Later that same day, the emergency room doctors reported they were unable to reinsert the tube because the hole had healed. Thus, they went and took a trip up to Our Lady in Champion, the National Shrine, and their 18-month-old daughter was healed. And there are healings going all the way back to 1887, 1954, another 2013 we have here. And, you know, my goodness, times of World War I and World War II, people that have sought out this place as a place of spiritual refuge. So, you know me, I love, you know, reading about the apparitions of Our Lady. And this one is a church-approved one, which makes it all the more important to be able to maybe visit sometime in your spiritual life. Again, you're not going to get all the grandiose, you know, grandeur of the beauty and architecture, but you are going to get a sense of peace. We're working on getting Gene Wells on here right now, but I wanted to say, you know, friends, as we said before, 55 new saints, a big congratulations to Dr. Bud Marr, who has spent much of his life after conversion writing and becoming one of the premier American theologians of Cardinal John Henry Newman. He is out there in Pittsburgh at the Newman Institute for Newman Studies. I've been following him on Facebook, and it really has been an awesome adventure for him. I know how much this means to him, because Cardinal John Henry Newman, a convert from Anglicanism, and he was not Anglican, Dr. Bud Marr, but he saw in Newman something special early on. And here's what happened. He converted and dedicated his life to really to talking about Newman's work and his studies. And so I don't know if there was anyone happier, save the Pope, than Dr. Bud Marr. Congratulations to him, radio host here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And those five saints, awesome. And by the way, people that say the Catholic Church is anti-women, people that say that, maybe you've heard that before, four of those five saints were women. Just letting you know, four of the five saints were women. Let's go to Gene Wells, host of Straight Talk. Hi, Gene.
Good morning, John.
Good morning to you. Hope you had some fun yesterday.
Pardon me?
I said, I hope you had some fun yesterday.
Well, of course. We always do.
I know you. Gene Fun Wells. That's the middle name right there. Yes, four of the five saints were women.
Yeah.
So, pretty exciting stuff. All right, what do we got on your show coming up?
Oh, today we're talking about the scourge of pornography and what it is doing in our society. It's just appalling. And I have John Gaffney and Adam Story joining me. Of course, they are both with the diocese. John is director of evangelization and catechesis, and Adam, as our listeners know, is director of marriage and family. And they are working on a project together for the diocese on how to combat this the scourge, and what we can do as individuals within our family, within our community, and of course within the diocese, is to rid us of something that is just really ripping apart our families and our community.
Sounds like a powerful show indeed, friends. Tune in today at 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the evening. This is one of those, if you miss it, you're going to definitely want to podcast it at iowacatholicradio.com. Gene Wells, talk to you soon.
God bless.
All right, coming up in the second half hour, friend, Sonia Corbett is going to be on. Sonia is going to be one of the keynote speakers for the Women's Conference November 2nd. We're going to give you all the details on the Women's Conference, but she is a Catholic scripture teacher to her core, and boy, she tells a good story, too. I remember her on, I want to say about a year ago now. She did a great job, and I know she'll do a phenomenal job at the Catholic Women's Conference. We'll give you a little tease of what it's going to all be about. Also in the second half hour, coming up, friends, personal to me, one of my favorite saints, my wife's patron saint, and a powerful saint in the life of the church is who we celebrate today for your saint of the day. All coming up here on this Tuesday, October 15th, outside of the Mercy One studio here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We'll be right back. Father Andrew now with today's gospel and reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you. The Gospel of the Lord. Some Pharisees were inordinately concerned with following the law, such that they forgot the real purpose of it. Jesus emphasizes the reason of the law is not to bind or enslave someone, but to form the person. Focusing on and tending to the appearance of one's exterior is easy, but the Lord cares more about the interior of the person, which is reflected when we follow not just the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law as well.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to give back to our communities, our families, and you, our customers, whenever we can. It's just part of who we are and what we do. And now we have something brand new, 0% financing for up to 5 years on new qualifying furnaces and air conditioners.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, and we obey the rules to live by. Not just one, but five Golden Rules every single time. You can believe we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. Go to goldenrulephc.com.
Ladies, join Iowa Catholic Radio for our Women's Conference, The Soul of the Matter, on Saturday, November 2nd at St. Francis Church in West Des Moines. The day will begin with Mass, followed by three inspiring speakers. Father Wade Meneses, a member of the Fathers of Mercy, Sonia Corbett, a Catholic convert, and Susan Tassoni, a passionate champion for the Holy Souls in Purgatory. The day will also include beautiful music by Anna Nuzzo. Adoration and confession will be offered throughout the conference. For more information and to register, go to iowacatholicradio.com or call 515-223-1150.
Thank you to Bozen the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozen.com.
Well, when I say 100% satisfaction and guarantee, by now you should probably know who I'm talking about. Golden Rule, PHC.com, commitment to deliver consistently good customer service experience for their first call. I mean, from the first call to the last, really, is Golden Rule. Thank you for underwriting the show. Golden Rule, PHC.com, and all you do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. Golden Rule, PHC.com. All right. Coming up, friends, here in the second half hour, Sonia Corbett's going to be on. Sonia is one of the keynote speakers for the Iowa Catholic Women's Conference. Friends, if you do not have your ticket yet, you're going to want to get it because it's going to sell out. Normally, these things sell out very quickly, much quicker than the men's conferences do. And you just look at it. I mean, the all the different things that you do for women and we do for women here at Iowa Catholic Radio, including the Ladies Mosaics luncheons, those sell out sometimes weeks in advance. So you're going to want to get your ticket. iowacatholicradio.com. You scroll over events, click on Women's Conference. You can do so before we talk to Sonia, but they got a hit lineup of great speakers that are going to be there. Three, and we'll be interviewing all three today. Sonia Corbett talking about sacred scripture and the role of sacred scripture in the life of a woman. Tuesday, October 15th, outside of the Mercy One studio here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, giving a talk this morning about 9:30. I'd appreciate it. One Hail Mary, if you would think of me and pray for me as we are praying for you. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our morning, our listeners, our underwriters, our donors to Almighty God with our prayer.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
You know, I went 4-0 for Prediction Friday again, just to let you know.
I don't know what you're talking about, John. Never was kept keeping track of that. I just know your two losses on the year involved the team up north, who had a pretty good representing them last night in the game at Green Bay. You Packer fans, or converted Packer fan. You talk about conversions, John, early in that first half hour. I think you've converted over to the sports side, I think, to the Packers.
You better think again. My brother-in-law's father he's on me about this. He's praying for that conversion, but it's going to take a little bit more than that.
Folks, if you just follow along with me, we'll play a couple of Hail Marys and Our Fathers for John. Two of those will be, one of them be for the Packer conversion, the other would be for the Hawkeye conversion. We'll get those taken care of.
You're
going
to, man,
John Leonetti
you're gonna
show.
Need
sure.
You're going to need the 54-day rosary novena to even get me thinking about it, all right? Two Hail Marys, come on.
54-day. I'm more like 100. I need 100 of those days. Yeah, you're probably right, John. But, no, when you say you were at a shrine last night, I said, what? You're not talking about Lambeau Field, because a lot of people think that's a shrine, but that's really not what we're talking about, I know.
No, I flew in at about 11 o'clock, and then right away I went over to that national shrine there, Lady of Good Help, and made a good confession, prayed for a little while, Divine Mercy Chapel, remembered Iowa Catholic Radio, and then came over here and was able to take part in the festivities last night at Lambeau Field, which was a lot of fun. Anyone that likes football, you know, Monday Night Football, it was something special, those Packer fans. It was really neat.
You have to remember, John, for the last 20-plus years on Friday nights during high school football and Dowling football, I've been sitting with Packer fans. When Dave Marcoulier retired, I thought, oh, no more Packer talk. Well, Mr. Mandarin, the principal at Dowling, is a huge Packer fan, too. So I've been living this for 20 years every Friday night. So I know the pain that you felt last night.
They're everywhere, man. They're everywhere. But it's a good time, one and all. And I can't tell you enough. If you get up here to Green Bay, you got to go to that National Shrine, man, of Our Lady of Good Help. You got to get there.
Yeah, that sounds great. We were close. We were Mackinac Island on the other side of where you were at, but we didn't attend that. How many more days are you up in Green Bay? When are you coming back?
I travel about 30 minutes right now, and I'll give three talks over the next, I'll give six talks over the next 3 days. So six talks, morning and evening, and then travel home.
You'll be fine as long as you keep the purple and gold away from your uniform of the day. You cannot have
purple
and gold up there. You got to have
it's at home.
I think so. You're a smart guy for the most part, you know, considering where you got educated in that. You're a pretty smart guy, so I give you credit for that.
There you go.
All right. Well, let's get right to it this morning from the WHO TV Channel 13 weather desk. Meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently in Des Moines, mostly clear skies, 50 degrees, a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. And today we're going to see more of that wind. Partly sunny skies, dry conditions, windy though, high of 56 degrees with northwest winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour throughout the day. Tonight, mostly cloudy, overnight low of 40 degrees. Winds continued out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour overnight. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry, high of 52 degrees for your Wednesday. And Thursday and Friday looking pretty good right now. Partly cloudy, dry, highs in the mid-60s, and they've taken the rain out of the forecast for football Friday night, and a lot of senior night activities going on this Friday, so that is good news right now. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, the Iowa governor's budget director is urging caution as state tax revenue growth is expected to be much lower this budget year than in previous one. Iowa Department of Management Director David Roederer says he doesn't think a recession is near, but he does have concerns. Roederer cites a combination of recent tax law changes at the state and federal level, lower than expected wage growth, and unfinished trade agreements. The State Revenue Estimating Conference predicts state tax collections will grow just 1.4% this year. The group meets in December to set the estimate for next year's state tax collections that will be used by lawmakers to draft next year's state budget. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print, and the game John was talking about last night, NFL Monday Night Football. The Green Bay Packers come from behind, defeat the Detroit Lions by the score of 23-22 at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Packers are now 5-1 in the season. The Lions fall to 2-2-1. Last night, Major League Baseball continued their divisional playoffs in the National League. It was Game 3, and the Washington Nationals now have a 3-0 lead over the St. Louis Cardinals. Nationals winning last night 8-1 over the Cardinals, and Game 4 is tonight at 7 o'clock in Washington, D.C., and that'll be televised on TBS. Washington with a 3-0 lead over the Cards. Today it's Game 3 of the American League Division Series. Houston Astros at the New York Yankees. First pitch 3 o'clock this afternoon on Fox Sports 1. That series is now tied at 1-1. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports calendar has a pair of senior night activities going on at Dowling. Girls swimming and girls volleyball. In swimming, Dowling girls ranked number 2 hosts number 1 Ames, and that meet gets underway at 5:30 at the Mark Crouch Pool at Dowling. And in girls volleyball, Ames comes to town, takes on 7th-ranked Dowling. That'll be at 7:30 tonight at the Dowling Gym. And again, both activities involve the Dowling Senior Night recognition. High school football this Friday night right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It is week 8 of the high school football season. Hoover takes on number 3 Dowling at Valley Stadium. And we'll be on the air at 6:30 with pregame, kickoff 7 o'clock. And the Dowling seniors will be recognized during the contest. So tune us in. The final home game for Dowling this regular season. It's Dowling and Hoover Friday night right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwall. Currently in Des Moines, mostly clear skies, 50 degrees, a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. Today it'll be partly sunny and windy, high of 56 degrees, northwest winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports. On your Tuesday morning, John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olson. He has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Starting to get a little bit of a slowdown for you, making that drive in. 11 minutes from the West Mixer to downtown on 235. 10 minutes from the East Mixer to downtown. No other problems to pass along. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, she's one of my favorite saints. My wife's patron saint. Today's saint was both a contemplative and an active reformer, Saint Teresa of Avila. She was born in Spain in the 1500s. She entered the Carmelites against her father's wishes, and this headstrong but God-serving behavior would characterize much of Teresa's life. Teresa was a reformer at heart, who called the Carmelites back towards observance of their order's rule. They got very corrupt for a little while. Because of this, she was often opposed by others, you can imagine. But she managed to make headway and even found a half dozen new convents in the process. But in addition to her public work, Teresa was a contemplative who clung to God. She recounts in her works about the arduous process of ongoing purification and the suffering she endured. She struggled with her own mediocrity, her illnesses, and the opposition she faced, basically people. Her writings on prayer and contemplation are drawn from her experience. You're going to find, though, they're powerful, they're practical, they're graceful. Teresa died in 1582. She was named a Doctor of the Church in 1970. One of my favorite quotes of her just kind of shows her spunk, her tenacity. She says to the Lord when she was suffering, "Lord, if this is how you treat your friends, no wonder you have so few." You have to laugh at that. Saint Teresa of Avila, pray for us. Amen. And a big thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, a family man who knows how important wills and estate planning really is, for underwriting our saint of the day. 515-224-1776. Thank you, Stephen C. Reed. 515-224-1776. All right, when we come back, we're going to be joined by Sonia Corbett. She is keynoting the Catholic Women's Conference that's coming up on November 2nd. We're going to give you all the details to that. But in addition to that, we're going to talk about sacred scripture and the role that should play in the life of a woman. I think if you're a man, you're going to get something out of this too. Don't go anywhere. Sonia Corbett coming up on this Tuesday, October 15th. Big thank you to Bell Construction for underwriting the show. You know by now, Dean's a good friend of mine, and I've been a friend with him. He's been a friend of the station, excuse me, now, a little bit after he became a friend of mine. Bell Construction started there in Ankeny, and then it kind of just expanded, and all of a sudden now, six counties, 963-4494, falls a pretty busy season for him. Residential re-roofs. Thank you, Dean Bell, for underwriting this show, 963-4494. Your diocesan minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Tuesday, October 15th. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins. If you know of a young man that would make a great priest, then tell them. And have them check out the Priesthood Day of Discernment on Saturday, October 26th. Men between the ages of 16 and 40 years old who are interested in priesthood are invited to attend this informal discernment day in Ames. They can learn more by contacting Father Ross Parker at vocations@dmdiocese.org or call 237-5050. The Center for Social Ministry is hosting an 8-week module on the 21st century reality of migration inspired by their Christian beliefs. It explores some of the central questions related to the reality of migration on a global level and in the U.S. context. Sessions provide historical, biblical, and theological perspectives and suggest ways participants can take action in their own way. Program begins October 17th and is every Thursday until December 12th. Learn more by contacting the Center for Social Ministry. If you're looking to strengthen your marriage, then join our Marriage Enrichment Ministry, The Third Option, which meets next Monday night from 7 to 9 p.m. at Mercy College on 6th Avenue in downtown Des Moines. The Third Option meets the first and third Monday of each month and is an ongoing support group for marriages. It's built upon 14 skill-based workshops that help couples have better understanding, sensitivity, and trust. For more information, contact Adam Story at the Diocese or visit dmdiocese.org and click on Marriage and Family. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit.
Thanks for joining me, friends. John Leonetti in the Morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show today on this Tuesday, October 15th, outside of the Mercy One studio here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Having a little trouble getting Sonia on. We're working on it right now and getting that connection, but we'll see if we can connect with her here in just a few minutes. I'm going to go back to something because I did not spend due time on it, and I'm kind of wanting to do that. I was going to spend a little bit of a segment if I had it on Wednesday, but we might as well just do this right now because, you know, we've been talking about these saints, that Pope Francis has canonized, four of which were women, by the way, as I said. But one thing you're going to find in all five of these saints is you're going to find a theme. Here's a theme. You ready for it? It's suffering. You're going to find that in all five of these saints, especially the women religious here. They suffered greatly. And just reading their lives, and again, I don't have time to be able to read them all. I really just hope that you can Google them. I mean, they're on the Vatican website. Pope Francis, of course, talked about it during his homily, and people are writing about these individual new saints because they are saints in the Catholic Church. But you're going to find that theme, suffering. I said it again with St. Teresa of Avila, who we celebrate today. You're going to find that theme all throughout her life as well. You know, but her suffering really kind of came from outside. Some of our suffering comes from within. Many suffering from physical or mental struggles. In our world today, we see mental health high alert. I mean, the struggles that people are going through mentally, really, they seem, from what studies are pointing at all time highs of depression and anxiety, which needs help. But St. Teresa, she didn't really struggle with a lot of that as much as she struggled with just people problems. And maybe you're one of those. Maybe you're really going to battle every single day at work. You're going to battle with maybe even people in your family. You're going to battle with your kids. And you're struggling with those people problems. St. Teresa of Avila would be someone that I hope you'll look to, because she had a way of reforming, but doing so in a holy way, and doing so with charity, with hope, with love. And that didn't mean she was passive and just kind of rolled over. Sometimes we can think that's what love is. It's just kind of do whatever you want, fine. No, I mean, if anyone that's maybe ever struggled with someone who suffers from an addiction, one of the surest ways to be able to help them is to get tough. And we say tough love. If you got young kids, you know what that's like and what has to be. So it's just so important for us now to be able to talk about these saints and their example. St. John Henry Newman, though, what does he have to teach us? I read a great piece on this, and it was by Tom Hoops. Tom is a blogger and an author, and he wrote about some of the saints that Pope Francis has canonized over the years, not just sticking to the ones he just canonized, and trying to find some of the themes. You look at St. John Henry Newman, you know, if you didn't know this, you'll know it now. All the Newman societies and the Newman centers at universities are named after this saint. St. John Henry Newman. You know, he wasn't a saint when they started naming these universities after him. Well, why? Well, I mean, as Francis once told the delegation at Notre Dame University in the United States, that he wants them, just like St. John Henry Newman did, to have an uncompromising witness of Catholic universities to the church's moral teaching, to uphold that teaching as authoritatively proclaimed by the magisterium of her pastors. Now, you look out in our world today, and I hear this example people give a lot. They say, well, where's the world going wrong? Well, look at the colleges and the universities. You know, maybe, but what about for us as Catholics? That's the prime place for us to go. You talk about missionary territory. That's why my wife and I support FOCUS, Fellowship of Catholic University Students. And there's other youth and young adult ministries, of course, but there's also college universities that are starting their own projects and things to be able to kick off, to be able to try to get these young people back, many of them that have left. You know, we know the statistics right now is 8.5 out of every 10 young people leave after college, the Catholic Church. You know, confirmed. Those who are confirmed in their faith. Confirmation. When I was at Holy Trinity as a confirmation director and youth minister for a number of years, that would be one of the most sobering talks that I would give. And I would give it with them and their parents. And I would say, look, the statistics show right now, and you'd have a whole bunch of them. I mean, you'd probably have 60 to 80 of these kids, you know, 8.5 out of 10 of you. And one time I even had 8 stand up, kind of do a funny thing with one person stand halfway up. Right. But, you know, 8 people out of every 10 will leave after confirmed. So, you know, right now, I think, you know, Pope Francis is trying to, again, double down on this. And to help us see, now, the thing that I love about it is you see right now there's kind of a springtime in evangelization on our universities and college campuses, which is pretty awesome. And again, I think, you know, thanks to FOCUS and other organizations that are really putting the effort into making that happen. But St. John Cardinal Henry Newman, he shows us, that's a mouthful, by the way, but he shows us what an uncompromising witness to Catholic moral teaching looks like. Because he got it from all angles. I mean, it was not easy. His life was very, very difficult, you know, after his conversion. And we talked about this before on the show, I know, but you know, his conversion was kind of the splash of splashes. You talk about it would have been akin to Billy Graham converting to Catholicism. You know, that would have been all over the front pages of every newspaper. And that would have been what his conversion was like. It was on the front page of every newspaper. People couldn't believe it. You know, John Henry Newman becoming Catholic? It didn't make sense to people. I mean, he was the foremost chief Anglican. He was everything, you know, when it came to his side of the world and theology. And he found the truth. He found the truth. You know, we forget Pope Francis actually canonized St. Teresa of Calcutta. And one of the things that we can take away in this as well, we talk about the church's moral teachings. Tom Hoop said, what is the Holy Father trying to get across to us here? Well, maybe a defense of the unborn. You know, Mother Teresa, she was once asked what the most poor country in the United States was. And she said the United States of America. And when she was asked why, she said because of legalized abortion. She says, if a mother doesn't want their child, bring them to me. Children are like flowers, she said. You can never have too many. And our Holy Father, Pope Francis, during her canonization of the 55, she's one of them, said, quote, she was committed to defending human life, ceaselessly proclaiming that the unborn are the weakest, the smallest, the most vulnerable, the Holy Father said. And that's what she did. And she brought that message to the United Nations, to U.S. Congress, all around the world. And again, something that's under attack today. We look at the mother and father of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, Saints Louis Martin and Marie Guérin Martin. And of course, you know, these saints are, I think, helping us understand a little bit about what family life should really be like. You know, they raised a saint. They have another one, by the way, that's in the process. I believe her cause has started, one of their other daughters to St. Thérèse. And then both of them were proclaimed saints in the same ceremony, which I thought was cool. But what do they have to teach us? Tom says, thought this was a great takeaway. It's time for us to start nurturing our vocations in our home again, to do so in the lives of our kids and our grandkids, to be able to help them see that their vocation is the most important thing that they can offer to God in their lives. Why? Because the vocation is the way they're going to live their life for him, whether it be married, single, religious, or as a priest. It's the very way in which we will live our life for God. So it's got to be then the most important thing for us to be able to figure out, to cultivate that sense of vocations in our home. And those are just a few of the 55 saints. But I thought that piece was great. I wanted to share it, and I'm glad I got to share it sooner rather than later. We'll try to get Sonia on. Friends, in the meantime, go to iowacatholicradio.com, scroll over events, and check out the Women's Conference. It is going to be a hit, as they always are. Father Wade's going to be there as well. It's going to be something to be able to see. Unfortunately, I can't go, because I'm not a woman. But I don't think you'd have a seat for me there anyway, because they will fill fast. Thanks for tuning in today, friends. Be back on live here from Wisconsin tomorrow. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us and to bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known.
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.